Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Hold on, let me get the background music crunk up over here. What up, though? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You dig? Really appreciate it. We're back with another episode of The Subway, The Underground Ride Out, the all-indie music mix over here at K100 Internet Radio. You know what I mean? We got a freaking ton of new music to add. You know what I'm saying? Like, a whole bunch of new music. Like, a lot of people got ill in the last Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? We did an Illa Kill, you know, last week. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a lot of music. It's a lot of new music to add to the show, add to the mix tonight. All right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. As soon as I think the Rick Ross shit is over, no shit happens. Now Uncle Luke has sent a open letter to Rick Ross stating that, you know, homie, you need to chill out, pretty much. You need to chill out. You don't want to be involved in this, you know, squash your beef, settle your debts. Whatever, what have you. And that's cool. He's probably right. Far be it for me to say an industry vet like Uncle Luke doesn't know what he's talking about and doesn't know how to handle a rap beef. Problem is, this isn't really a rap beef. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I don't mind Uncle Luke giving him some game. That's cool. But I got an issue with all these people over here tweeting and retweeting and Facebooking and all this other shit, talking about, yeah, real talk, man. Like, yo, you should listen to Uncle Luke and blah, blah, blah. Hold on, nigga, hold on. What the fuck? Hold on. Wait. Didn't I see you? Yes, I'm talking about people that I actually know. Didn't I see you quoting the hook? Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. You used to be clogging the club when the song come on. That was your joint. You hit the floor every time it popped. Now all of a sudden, Uncle Luke is a savant. He's right. Even if he is right, you are saying that Rick Ross needs to listen, take this advice. The whole reason why this is even an issue is because the song blew up. Why this song blew up? Because people like you, sir, madam, are the ones that blew it up. Because y'all was the ones playing it in the car, dance to it in the club. It was okay when it was just a song. Now that it became something other than, oh, he should listen to Uncle Luke now. What the fuck? Okay, maybe so, but you don't get to give him that advice. That's called hypocrite. It's called being a hypocrite, bro. Sister. You can't, in one hand, say that was your joint and be dancing around like it was the motherfucking shit when it was hot and it was out. And all of a sudden, now you wanna say, well, he needs to listen to Uncle Luke and he needs to keep it real. Nigga, you was dancing and riding around your car bumping that shit loud as a motherfucker when it came on the radio or on your mixtape or whatever. And now you want to tell him what and what not to rap about, what he should and shouldn't do. You was just on his backpack when the song was out, before all this beef came about. If this beef had never happened, you wouldn't even be saying, you wouldn't even suggest that anybody say anything to him about it at all, because that was your jam. There go the latest saga in the Rick Ross thing, the letter from Uncle Luke. All right. Anyway. What else? You know, I'm going to get to the music because we ain't got time to be talking about all this other shit. What really matters on the subway is the music and the interviews that I give when I do give an interview. I got one coming up tomorrow. I don't have one tonight. I had a good time, though, this past week at Music Mondays over in iLounge with Making the Magazine. Had a great time. Funny thing about that is, I'm going to say this, and I'm really going to start playing the music. Everybody knows, if you listen to this show, then you've heard my song, Daughter's Lullaby. If you haven't heard Daughter's Lullaby, that means you haven't been to ChainlessEntertainment.com. That means this is for you. If you can stop the bloodshed by going to ChainlessEntertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, ChainlessEntertainment.com. Go over there and check it out. You can hear Daughter's Lullaby over there. Or if you can download my mobile app, Blizzum, in the App Store, in the Google Play Market, BLIZM, Blizzum. Either way, the point is, I got a song called Daughter's Lullaby. It's going to be on my new album called The Grown LP. And if you don't know what it is, it's a, like an open letter to my daughter. It's a real good song. It's a heartfelt song. And I'm constantly told all the time, you know, Blizzum, yeah, man, you gotta do this. You gotta do a club song, man. You gotta make this club joint over this kind of certain kind of trap beat. You gotta talk about some crazy, some ratchet shit in order to get the DJs to fuck with you so they can play in clubs, so everybody can fuck with you and everybody, and then you can blow up that way. First of all, if I really gave a shit, I care about blowing up. I want to be successful. I want to make money in the industry. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. And I got all kinds of songs. I got club songs, whatever. But. Everybody telling me I gotta make a certain kind of song to get noticed or get people to buy into what I'm doing, my brand of music. Every time I do that song, because at first I wasn't even gonna ever perform it. It was just a personal song. But then one day I was like, you know, I went to a different kind of venue, and it was like a real laid back environment. So I was like, I'm gonna do this Daughter's Lullaby because I feel like in here, it's the kind of vibe where I can get away with it. I did the song. I got a standing ovation. Everybody's coming up to me asking me about how can they get that song. They want that song. They love that song. And that gave me the confidence to start performing it in other places, more risky places, where everybody in there talking about mollies and traps and shit. I come in there and I do Daughter's Lullaby. I just started doing this like 2 or 3 months ago. November was the first time I performed Daughter's Lullaby live. November of the past year. And the song has been done. I haven't really been pushing it because the album isn't completed yet. But I've been dropping it here, and I leaked it, you know, a few months before that. Just leaked it out to the network. Not really pushing it all over like I would when we really get ready to drop the project. And the budget allows for that. But anyway, I went out, and I'm doing this song. I've done this song about 6 different times right now at this point. I've done 6 shows, and they've all been pretty, you know, packed houses every time I do one. And every time, it's the same response. It's like, oh, I love that. People coming up to me. Tap me on the shoulder, man. Yo, that song right there, though. I fuck with that song. Yo, men, women, doesn't matter. And I just sat back and I thought about all the people that kept telling me what I got to do and what I got to do to get a response from people. I seen people come in there and do the same song, same trap, blah, blah, blah. And people sit there like, song is hot, I guess, if you want to hear a club record. But maybe tonight they weren't in the mood. Or maybe they're just sick of the shit. I don't fucking know. But the point is, to all my artists, everybody listening, make what you make, do what you do. You know what I mean? Make what you make, man. Do what you do. Because people, there is no formula to it. There is no set rules. There is no perfect way to blow up. Everybody blew up different. Everybody had a different kind of, some people had the same kind of singles, but some people blew up off the weirdest single. Some of it was some silly, corny shit. Some of it was some deep, deep shit. Everything is different lanes. It's different avenues. Everybody didn't blow up in the club, coming through the strip club. You know what I mean? Some people you never heard of in a strip club ever in life, and they still stars, and they touring all around the world. Everybody doesn't have to do the same fucking kind of music. I've been through this, but just, it was reinforced this past 2 or 3 months of me performing that song and getting standing ovations and people coming up to me asking me where can they get it. And I did club songs and people was like, yeah, it was hot. Yo, you rocked it. No one asked where they can get the song. Some advice. Let's get to the music. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. I don't know who's going to call into the show. I kind of honestly don't even care if anybody calls into the show today. I just want to play a whole bunch of music. We got, I'm going to start it off with an oldie. And we'll build up to all this new stuff we got. Congratulations to my new additions, Miss Fur, J. Kel, Dirty E, Young D, Cash, Jose Quavo, Frank Dollar, Gecko Brothers, Sed Wines, Cali 5, Moses, Equation. All right. All those guys, you know what I'm saying, got added to the mix. You feel me? Big ups to them. And one other person. Who was that last person? Oh, no, I got to look on the Twitter list anyway. Anyway, I'm anyway getting into the music, man. Shouts out to everybody that's called into the show and been supporting the show. Crazy support out there for the show. You know what I mean? I want to remind everybody to go over to ChainlessEntertainment.com. Let's go ahead and get into this music, man. I haven't played the Homegirl song in a minute. I started with a little bit of R&B. We'll build up to the rap. I got a quadrillion, gazillion rap songs any damn way. But I haven't played the Chinky Brown joint. It's one of my favorites. I played the Chinky Brown joint. One or two R&B joints, and we'll get into the rap shit. We'll ease our way into the trap shit. We'll get to it. All right. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Listen Man. You're not rocking with the best of them. You know what it is? Welcome to another episode of The Subway. Let's go.
I'm proving that I
am.
It goes from baby,
I'm coming to baby,
what you want?
Me back. She say that he's on that jet. Dance up when they blow that pick. happy that Vincent Louis. From the closet up on that new shit. Graduated from grind time. Celebrate, now it's my time. So I pop bottles and pop bottles and pop bottles. It's going down.
Up in the club and we ask them what it's hitting for. Bring more bottles to the table, cause tonight, yeah, we getting thrown.
I know the man that I made.
I know at one point or another, everybody's felt this way before. So. Let me tell you how I feel.
I feel crazy as this world that we live in. Telling me success is money, cars, clothes, and the women. But everything in me's telling me not to give in. Like I'm strong enough to make it out this hole that I'm digging. So how I'm supposed to stay straight in a crooked game? The prison in the mirror don't exactly look the same. And it's taking a toll on my health. It's like the closer I get to success, the more I'm losing myself. I can't be this person that I'm trying to be. This can't be the best man that I can be. I wonder will I see the transition from who I was to who I am to the person I want to be. Am I really willing to risk it all? The question is, will I answer when my conscience calls? And things ain't always what they appear. And now it's got me questioning everything that I hear. They say money talks, is that the voice in my ear? Saying it's just a game, so let's make a deal. Trying to find clarity in the moment. Losing myself, but didn't notice. Blind to the truth, cause it's something I didn't want to see. Hear the glitter air, but the game won't let me breathe. They say the game needs change, some say let it be. But will I let the fact I'm underground bury me?
With a dope bitch you ever heard.
I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost.
Chasing his cheese got me caught up in a rat race. Not accepting the truth no matter what the facts say. My life's a revolving door, I'm stuck in the same place. Longing for tomorrow, but it's feeling like the same day. See, I'm going in circles and I wonder if it's because I'm living my life the same way. In this road of success got me at a dead end. And no amount of doubt, something I can't let in. The fact I'm here still has me amazed. Trying to find the right way, but I'm stuck in a maze. Still searching for a better day, cause I know there's gotta be a better way.
I'm searching for something that I never could find, and I can't see what's right there. I need to open my eyes and see what's right there in front of me. But maybe I'm too blind to see, and is that because the person I'm really trying to find is me?
What a dope bitch you ever heard.
I'm lost. I'm lost.
Would rather die telling the truth than to ever live a lie. Am I living to live life or living to die? In a world so cynical, and the chances of ever making it seem minimal. Somehow in the confusion you find me, and in my darkest hour where your words guide me. Now my motto is God over everything. I guess that's why I ain't worried about a thing. Being in this industry, they tell you to save yourself, but never lose sight. It's what you gotta tell yourself. Could believe that my gift was a curse if I never truly understood its purpose.
Straight out of Dime,
I'm searching something that I never could find, and I can't see what's right there. I need to open my eyes and see what's right there in front of me. But maybe I'm too blind to see, and is that because the person I'm really trying to find is me?
I need to open my eyes. I need to open my eyes.
Hey, Ruel, hold on, dog. Hey, I got this text real quick. Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. Texting after texting. Hey, text is done, dog.
T
cheating on me. I'm really getting in the mood. Propositioning you too. Silly pictures in the news like you a centerfold. Text me in the code. Type in 69. That sounds really cool. Who would have knew that in a few replies that you and I would get a room tonight? When you picking up your phone, you tickle my hormones. Yearning to give you way more than just sore thumbs. Come to Papa, come on over after. You get off of work so I can put it on you proper. You don't have to knock, cuz you can come on in. I'ma show you what my dirty smiley really meant. We can put the sin of you and I up in the sky. Reenact everything that we fantasize. No JKing, no LOLing, just a mouthful of pillow for your yelling. I'm telling you that
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
the longhorn like it's Texas again. The message begins with a textual grin. She wants sex, I reply yes, I'll attend. She's at work so she wants to role play, so I run with it like OJ. Say okay, what you gonna say? I'ma hit it like it's croquet. You can't win if you don't play. And she can bend but she won't break. With a friend it would go great. Press the send button. Then she sent something and it really blew my mind. She said alright but keep it between you and I. And who am I? She replied, you're my big poppy. Cause I'm strong and a bit stocky, but my Spanish is a bit choppy. She can throw the pitch, she can even throw the switch. She'll know I'm gonna hit.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my message.
I received all her texts. I proceed to relieve all the stress, and she is indeed in need of a lesson. So I give her the effing, and the screams, baby, please give me a restin'. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molars. Hit the pause on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crab the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then a dap when I lower. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like texting after texting.
That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com. I jumped the show off with Cheeky Brown with Bipolar, Sean Ward with Uptown Love, Mighty J with Turned Up, Moses with Lost, Earth Crew with Sexting After Texting. You know what I mean? I kind of took you all the way around the country with that right there. Hip hop, R&B, female hip hop, female artists, male artists, all that shit. Yeah. This is the first set. Somebody was on the phone line and they got impatient and hung up. They want to talk to me. If you hear the phone lines on the subway, you absolutely better press the number one and you absolutely better be patient because it's not about you, it's about the music. We'll get to you. You might have to wait a song or two. You can't wait a song or two, don't call it. I'm not cutting in the phone to answer the phone lines on the subway. It's not ill or kill. Now that we got that clear. Back to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm still feeling in a serious mood. I'm not in a party mood tonight. I'll get to the trap shit probably halfway through the other half of the show. I'm just not really feeling the trap shit right now. The party shit. I'm gonna build up to it, man. I gotta build up to it. This is my homeboy, Blood Raw. The only father and son duo. Only so because the son Cypress has a song. It's only 12, but he's got a dope song that we actually play over here. Nice record. Actually, no, it's not, because GB's on here. I forgot about my man. But anyway, that doesn't count. But this is my homie, Blood Raw. His new album that he just dropped. You know what I mean? Y'all probably know him from Jeezy's camp when he was with USDA and everything. But of course, you know, he separated with them guys. What the fuck is up with Gucci Man beating up DJs? So Gucci Man beat a DJ up because he had a leaked song. Nigga, did he leak the song? What difference do you make? So if a nigga get your motherfucking song in there, you finna go in there, bum rush club, and play anybody who play your leaked song, Shorty, you play my song and it leak, beat your ass. We gonna see how that work out for you, homie. Nigga would touch me. Better kill me. Anyway. Hey, what the fuck I wanna play? I ain't bootlegged, nigga. Talk to your motherfuckers in your camp that leaked it. That's all I would say. Fuck is wrong with niggas, man? Anyway, but then again, probably was bigger than that. Who knows? I mean, really, you beat a guy because he played the song? I highly doubt it was just that. Pretty sure it had something to do with something else. But if he did, you know for that. Back to the music. Back to the subway.
Then I would. you should do otherwise. Then watch that finish line and see who came close. But I'm just holding up a time for Usain Bolt. The baby, she cry, the mother, she screaming. They want me on that corner, but I'm on Willie Beeman. You probably wish they would slide it back to me. But it's the end of the line for all you cat roomies. This is real rap, it's never been an act to me. So don't be surprised if I don't take a role in that movie. Cut.
If I give you my all, what could you take from me? If I give you my all, what could you take from me? What it is now ain't what it's gonna be. So I tell my city, bet it all on me. What it was then ain't what it's gonna be. So I tell my city, bet it all on me.
Hey, Miss America, say what's up to Uncle Sam. I'm ready for whatever, got my rifle in my hand. My boots in desert sand, do whatever for my fam. They ask me why I'm here, I tell them I've got a stand. I got the blood of heroes running up in my veins. My granddaddy and uncles, they all did the same. Them fly boys living fame, I go down in flames. But I'm too busy making dollars, I ain't gonna change. I'm destined to fall, I'm giving my all. They fighting for cause, homie, I fight for the cause. To my brothers in arms, I got love for you all. See that pretty flag waving, she will never fall. That's where the best you rolls, America standing tall. This verse is just a quilt of my sister got the thought. And if I die in that combat zone, box me up, throw that flag on my coffin and ship me on. Yeah.
Body me, body me, body me, body me, if you got it. my music loud. Within my switch loud. You're talking too much. Shouting really too loud. When I got off in the truck, if I pull that thing loud, then I can't turn down. Cause my fresh is so loud.
Money ain't thing, cause we do this often. Swimming on gas, it ain't no coffin. Major league and our money on gold.
forget it now, and I'ma count it later.
Smoking loud and stacking money to the ceiling. Charlie singing on the hater, yeah, we winning. Bad bitches on my dick, cause I be spending. Getting money, got to know that I'll be getting it.
You gotta
do is take it low.
Let me see you take it low.
When the haters said you couldn't do it, as if the obstacle was too large and you couldn't move it. Listen here, you came too far to make excuses. See, those who doubt you obviously don't know about you. I see that little glow around you. And this here is aimed at you pessimists that only sit back, whine, complain, and second guess the risk involved. Sometimes you gotta walk by faith and not fight and just risk it all. When you fed up and tired of waiting, ready to wake up and triumph over those who lay dormant, still hibernating. They won't sleep through this one. They need to see you risen. That's something we can teach the children, from the hoods to the college dorms. Since the day you were born, you've been destined to make it through the storm. Still deep as the ocean. I could have sworn they learned not to play with fire. Now they dumping gas on it. That's how I stay inspired. Heart of a lion, eye of a tiger, wings of an eagle, so I soar even higher. Join me high up above sea level, way above the clouds. You can hear my voice echo. Let's go. No time like the present, cause present means gift, and every gift is a blessing. When you feeling low cause the waters get rough, you feel you had enough and you ought to give up. Rise like the sun in the east in the morning. Let the world know you a beast. Go ahead, warn them. And when it starts storming, remember that pain may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
You can.
Back against the wall, folks hoping you fail. Ain't no way you supposed to prevail. Says who? So-called experts, they've been misled too. Got it twisted. A large percentage of people in your same position, but they ain't got the heart to risk it. When your chance comes, show them you too smart to miss it. Seize it. Carpe diem. Your fate is in your hands. Squeeze it. That's the thing that turns victims to survivors. We all want to talk, but those who listen are the wisest. Be like the phoenix that rises above all else, because anything that comes between us divides us. Ask me, we all on the same team. From hoods to the trailer parks, in essence, we fighting for the same thing. To be a champion and live comfortably. Haters want to see you fail. Don't give them the luxury.
Anybody feeling like you just can't make it? The storm's getting rough and you just can't take it. Keep your head to the sky. Spread your wings and fly.
In this nightmare, where young ballers see the sky with no night airs, while niggas reaching for paper, I'm plotting my tear. Like Sonny Bono, I'll die for you, get my share. Y'all nightmares is what I call beautiful. Y'all hard times is what I call usual. I'm just trying to get mine, making these musicals to change a couple lives to slide before my cue to go. No time for analysts. Fuck is y'all to analyze? I done been around the world, y'all sat home and fantasize. Get that mean green, big Bruce Banner bank, cold whip, three jolly hoes like Santa's sleigh. The blitz is out, the blitz is fuck out. Is this about? Yeah. White top, white hoodie, brought that grand wizard out. Damn. How ironic is that? Yeah. It's killing you niggas. Nigga. My baby, let's ride out, get lost to get with us. Here we ride out.
Doing numbers, yeah. doing numbers, do numbers, numbers. You were
hell yeah, this is my spot. I stood in that long line, and I'm on some nigga shit. Got here in my own time. You follow fads, it's sad, I use my own mind. Best believe this bad boy is gon' shine. And I'm gon' fly higher than you ever been. Blessed like a priest, Pope sneezing with a reverend. They say Cody wrong, but he know he right. He see through you fools, no poltergeist. Big wheels rolling up, big bills folding up. Chick chill, Trojan up, split bills, roll my blood. Take a hit of this behind your whole life, baby. They should call me Scotty Pippen, cause the mic saved me. Yeah, we ride out, we feeling good.
Doing numbers, 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 you wish you could. Doing numbers, 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 you wish you could. Doing numbers, 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 you wish you could.
Yeah, we ride out.
I told you. Fuck nigga, I told ya. Now I got to get vulgar. Knock out one of your molars for being two-faced bipolar. You a cobra, hit you over the head with a crowbar. It's about to be over, so Gaia de la Boca. Can't push me cause I'm so large. Be with me, I'm so raw. Eat with me, I'm so live. My chopper gonna mow lawns. I'm way too strong to hold on. Two more guns, that's four arms. My so-called friends is so long. Really, it's been prolonged. Way too long, I'm long gone. Thinking y'all some dime ones. Y'all be shaking pom-poms. And I'm a ticking time bomb. Y'all don't be what I'm on. Taking calls from Hong Kong. While I'm still in London. It's hunting season, keeping it 100.
I've been working them long nights, making my little dough. Yelling, I come the hardest. I'm putting it on these hoes. They saying that I'm a star. Won't see how far I can go. Telling you I'm an artist. I'm working on Van Gogh. I'm putting them out of business. Taking they little O's. Putting them out of business. Making them work for shows. I've been working so damn hard. I'm getting my pockets low. It's hunting season 100. If you don't already know, I just told ya.
I'm on it. I know I had my moments. My time is never borrowed, cause it's mine and now I own it. Took shots, I'm locked and loaded. Had pots, I rocked and rolled it. Been dropped in spots, did time in a box and made it so hot, I'm glowing. I had friends who rode like Mormons. Some slid in here like Trojans. Been up since 2 in the morning. Money ain't the motto, it's the slogan. Professor X and Logan. The Hulk mixed with Hulk Hogan. Pro gonna be that dope. And a million times more potent. I was broke, but was never broken. Folding, I was getting focused. Only Chico capping ice with his bank account frozen. I don't do rodents. Fuck them cockroaches. I'm flyer than a fly in water. Only because we're floating.
I've been working them long nights, making my little dough. Yelling that come the hardest. I'm putting it on these hoes. They saying that I'm a star. Won't see how far I can go. Telling you I'm an artist. I'm working on Van Gogh. I'm putting them out of business. Taking they little O's. Putting them out of business. Making them work for shows. I've been working so damn hard. I'm getting my pockets full. It's hunting season 100. If you don't already know, I just told you.
I paid my dues. I paid my debts. So fresh to death. Nigga, I get paid the rest. All you motherfuckers gotta pay respect. You laid an egg, I made a nest. This ain't checkers, this is chess. All you motherfuckers better stay in check. Cut the check, ain't nothing changed but my address. Go ahead, put me on house arrest. Got a house up north, got a house down south. Got a house in the west and I'm proud to say we made it. My privacy invaded. To all my high school teachers, hope you graduated from A&I.
I've been working them long nights, making my little dough. Yelling, I come the hardest. I'm putting it on these hoes. They saying that I'm a star. Won't see how far I can go. Telling you I'm an artist. I'm working on Van Gogh. I'm putting them out of business. Taking they little O's. Putting them out of business. Making them work for sure.
need a reason.
What up, though? 347-934-0966. That's the number that you get the lines. I got a couple people on the phone lines want to holler at me. Let me tell you who I just played real quick. Let me run down that rundown. I think I told you I started the show off with, so I already read those. You know what I mean? Then I think I went into this last set. I started it with my homie Blood Raw. His joint Obama. H and Dub with Brothers in Arms. Canary D with Bottom Me. Frank Dollar with Loud. Hunk Hucky with Money to the Ceiling. Miko with Take It Low. Lexa Drew with On the Fly. Mancini with Through the Storm. Quest McCody, We Ride Out. In Hunting Season with Van Gogh. All right, so I took you to the East, West, Midwest, Detroit, whatever Detroit is considered. What is Detroit? The North? Midwest? I don't know. I've always been up in the air what the hell Detroit is. Chicago, that's Chi-Town. Atlanta, California, Florida, and the A-Town. And the Carolinas. All in one set. That, my friends, is fucking radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, by the way. 917-406, what up, though? Who's this?
What's up, Big Army? This is your boy, Sully. Hey, just checking in with you, see what's happening with you.
Man, chilling, man, over here just running the music down, man, trying to get everybody squeezed in, trying to get everybody in where they fit. I'm going to have to go to more hours because I can't play everybody's music in 2 hours. That's becoming an issue. Not working out for everybody.
Yeah, the first hour, man, I was trying to check you out on iHeartRadio. I got your tweet and everything, but it took a minute for all that shit to come up.
What happened? That link didn't work?
Well, no, I had to link it to Facebook, and, you know, so there's a bunch of shit I had to download, so I'm like, damn. So, you know, man, my manager in there in the process, she's doing all that, putting it together for us so we can listen. And then, you know, she's trying to put my stuff on there, too, so while she's in the process, but...
Oh, yeah.
You got to get to go through all that, man. I thought you just link up and, you know what I'm saying, get to listen.
Nah. And then that iHeart link is in the K100 radio link. It's just the Blizzom link. You feel me? So you're going to hear my music, but you're going to hear, like, a lot of other. You're going to hear some independence because it mixes independence with it. But then you'll hear, like, some Jay-Z and, you know, they'll throw some other shit in there in the mix. It's kind of like a Pandora station, really. Like, my Pandora station, they play. I'm on Pandora, but when you listen to my station on Pandora, they play, like, a couple of my songs, not even that many. They play like other independents, and then they'll go right into playing like the big name people. So that's kind of what iHeartRadio is too. You feel me? It's kind of like that too. At the same time, you know what I mean, the more people play it, the trick to it is like with Pandora. If you ever get on that, which is far more difficult to get on than iHeartRadio, Pandora is way more difficult to get on. But if you do ever get on there, you got to make sure you tell your fans and your supporters to keep going to your station and keep playing it, and then and liking like your song every time it plays, like your songs, like you know what I'm saying. People got to play your station for them to get it in tune with playing hot shit. You feel me?
Yeah,
so just don't forget that.
You know,
yeah, those motherfuckers. Pandora's hell, man. But thanks for calling into the show. Hopefully, I played you last one, though. I played you on the last Subway, so. Then you called in and I played your song last time, matter of fact, yeah. Well, you didn't call.
Yeah,
somebody
called. Yeah. I'm calling in to show some love, let you know he's riding out with you.
All right, homie. Well, thanks for calling into the show, man. Thanks for being supportive, all right?
No, thank you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it 100, baby.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate
it. Together.
Absolutely. To the top, man.
You know what I'm saying? Straight to the motherfucking top.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. 907. What up, though?
What's happening, man? What's up, man? It's Matt G, man. What's happening?
Matt G, what's happening, bro? What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Shout out to you, you know, Glenwood. What up? If you listening, I don't know if you out there listening, but that nigga, I say, what up? And all that shit, man.
Huh? I don't see him on the line. It's only like 10 people on the lines. You know, Subway don't have too many people on the phone line. It's only like 10 people, but I don't see his number up here. He'll normally call from his cell phone. So he'll know I know to pick up the damn line and shit.
What's
going on with you?
Nothing, man. Feeling good having that number one spot on Reverb, man.
Yeah.
I ain't even from here. I ain't even from Alaska, goddamn.
The thing is, how many? The thing with being in a small market, I was number one from my hometown forever, and then I started moving out. They start disallowing all my MySpace numbers, and so I started moving down in the rankings when they started disallowing my MySpace because I wasn't going to MySpace. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. MySpace,
old as hell.
Don't worry about it.
Because I was a MySpace motherfucker. When the MySpace popped off, was like when I was really, before I started K100 and all that, before I got on Facebook, like I was a MySpace monster.
And you and everybody else, right?
But then once they start closing all the MySpace accounts and shit for inactivity, my numbers, I'm now like 11 or some shit. Even though I know I'm way more popular than that, my reverb is tied into those fucking flaw ass numbers like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You number one in my book, bro. You good. And probably a whole lot of other people too, though. Shit. Be honest.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of dope talent out here, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, and if people listening, man, hey, man, hit me up. Mint G at 803. 803 Mint G. Mint G 803. Anywhere on any site, cuz we can link up and I do features, man. Matter of fact, I got some albums coming out. I got Pastor Troy on them, Love Sparks. I would charge for features, but I don't feel like I'm big enough yet. So, you know what I'm saying? You just like a nigga page or some shit, man. Shit, we can get a feature in. That's how I do, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I mean, people say, Blizzum, you got a platform. You should be charging for features. But my thing, this is the thing with me. I don't charge for features, but I don't do a lot of features because generally, dog, like, if you want me on the track, I got to like the song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
On songs, I don't like the song. Like, I'd be like, yo, homie, I don't like the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like, it's two things that'll make me not get on the record. If I don't like the song, and if I feel like the artist doesn't push themselves. Like, if I never see you, hear you, I never see you on social, if I don't see, because I'm always, especially if you're an Atlanta or North Florida artist, like, there's no way I should, like, not hear you or something, because I'm really grinding in those particular areas. So I should see your grind.
Yeah.
I feel like you just going, take that shit, throw it on SoundCloud, and be done with it. It's like, nigga, what the fuck I finna waste these bars for? Like, they so hard.
Yeah, promote that shit, man. For real.
I can get a song that I kind of like, but if I feel like that dude is finna, I already see, I'm about to do a collab this weekend, and it's because, and the dude, he can flow, you feel me? But, you know, my flow is far more advanced than his, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
He has more of an elemental flow, but he really, but when I tell you every fucking mic, every mic showcase, no matter any fucking where I'm at in fucking Atlanta that has to do with music, this nigga is there with 50 niggas with t-shirts, see, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now he just hit me up. He was like, yo, man, I'll be listening to your music and you show me, you got some fire. Like, you need to do a track. I'm going to do that track because I know for a fact that motherfucker's going to get hurt. He's going to do nothing else.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Everywhere he's going to be blowing it up. You know what I'm saying? His Twitter's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I look at stuff like that when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, collabing with people more than the money, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, you're going to push it because, you know, when you tweet that, retweet that, whatever, that's like free promotion for you anyway. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I when it comes to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah. So, I don't know. But anyway, let me get back to the music. Matter of fact,
hey, tell me something right quick, bro. Before I cut you off, my bad. Tell me about that. Y'all got that... I seen it on your page. You got a showcase going down there, and I think it got like people come in number one, and they win like a certain amount of money, and second place artists get promo packages, distribution deals, or something like that.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be coming up in the next month or something, I think.
Yeah, well, the first shooting it's called the Big Break. It's called TMG, Jersey, excuse me, and it's not my showcase. You know what I'm saying? My logo and stuff is on it because I was pegged as one of the judges. I'll be one of the judges. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, but I'm not throwing it myself, but I am one of the judges on it. And so, you know, I told the guy, like, you know, I got a platform. If you want me to judge whatever, I'll make sure I spread it throughout my network. But basically, it's a TV show. They're shooting it this Saturday. VH1. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like a hip-hop.
Right.
It's like a hip-hop American Idol, like, as a judge. They picked me because he heard my show. And he was like, you know, the judges is like American Idol. The judges get their feedback. The feedback is going to be on camera. So he's like, we need personalities. You know what I'm saying? Who ain't
true that, true that.
100, and you know what I'm saying? Who has a reputation as far as, you know, judging music or whatever. And that's why they hit me up. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I ended
up. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm one of the judges. But it's going to be on VH1. And they shooting is this Saturday, but they got like 5 more weeks, and like some of those weeks are gonna be like a shoot on Saturday and a Friday and Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if you
okay.
Listen, anybody listening to this, you know, especially in the Atlanta area, or if you're within driving distance of Atlanta or something, if you can be here, just go to my site, chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-E-S-S. Go up under the opportunities tab. You can read more about it, and then you can click that flyer up under the Big Break TV show. It'll take you to the TMG website, and you can read more info about the – because even if you don't be one of the people who win and get actually shown on TV, because you know
– You still get recognized.
Still get that little ready, that little promo package thing that they got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get your music sent out to, like, college radio stations and all this kind of stuff, a whole bunch of internet radio stations and all that shit. So you still get something if you don't win the big, you know what I'm saying? You still get something. So
mm-hmm.
That's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, for sure, man. For sure.
Glad you reminded me. I'm supposed to talk about that every episode. I keep playing music and don't say shit. All right, I got to get back to the music, though. All right,
bro. Take it easy.
For sure. But since the homie Matt G called in, I ain't played his music in a minute anyway, and I ain't heard from him in a minute. We'll run that. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow my personal Twitter at Blizzm, B-L-I-Z-M. I'm fucking with SoundCloud a lot more now lately. I'm still a Reverb Nation fanatic. It's still the best freaking thing out for independent artists if you know how to use it. But I see a lot of you guys are rocking with SoundCloud. Thus, I've been rocking with SoundCloud. So I'm on SoundCloud more heavy now. Blizzm, I've got music over there. I had like 3 songs forever and a day, but now I got more music over there. So if you like SoundCloud more than Reverb Nation, we're over there too. And I'm gonna make a SoundCloud for K100. And what I'm gonna put over there though is the interviews. The interviews are gonna be over on SoundCloud so you can access them quicker, stuff like that. So you know, a couple of the Subway segments, whatever. So anyway, I'm rocking with SoundCloud now finally. Y'all finally talked me into it. Anyway, you're not rocking with the best of them, man. Back to the Subway.
Do is live life as a G. Same reason why you niggas don't like me. Probably wanna tryna fight me, but I just won't let it be. Life been together, go and cop that CD. X-rated mafia, bitches 803. We the king of the south, what you know about me? Bitch, I'm stacking bread till I die.
Life in the gutter.
You know, some days pass thinking I should give a fuck. Some nights pass through the
glass with my gun tucked. Throw my brains down, I'm thinking that's the right move.
Come on.
Go ahead, pull the trigger, end it all, fool.
That's
wishful
thinking,
but that's not the answer.
Uh-huh.
Disrespect and learn the lesson. Where's my manners? Who cares, not you? Well, only me. Ray Charles, yeah, I'm blind, bro. I can't see. I got five little ones that love this nigga.
Love
why in the hell am I focused on pulling this trigger? Like I said in the first verse, I'm not a quitter. I still love my baby mama, but I never miss her. Let that bitch go with it real quickness. My brother can't vouch for me. He's the real witness. I never be the same, so I handle my business. Don't be punchline, you know the feeling. This is really shit that I ever spoke. Some of the realest shit that I ever wrote. No question asked, I would tell you. There you go. Listen to this rhyme, now you know. This is really shit that I ever spoke. Some of the realest shit that I ever wrote. No question asked, I would tell you. There you go. Listen to this rhyme, now you know.
Yeah. Y'all already know who the fuck this is, man.
AKA the Fat Bouncer.
Already, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these niggas out here doing a lot of motherfucking talking, man. They doing a lot of acting and pretending, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker know who really doing who what and whatever out here, you know what I'm saying? So they can miss me with that shit. We'll see right through that all the way.
It's a lot of rappers talking, but they just actors. Hollin' about they working, but they just slackers. Behind closed doors, they go and talk to them crackers. One thing you know about me, I am Fat Bastard. We blowin' up smoke everywhere we kick it at. Talking about ice and hot flow, I'm spittin' that. Ass ain't no TV, rappin', I'm skippin' that. Trying to hate on me, bitch, that's what you slippin' at. All the muscle, what you think of me is irrelevant. Heavyweight champion, Mac Time Elephant. Born in 82, been a loony tune ever since. I fell off in his game, now I'm looking for a settlement. Smoking on that president, AKA Obama. Got that AK Ben Osama, but only for the drama. We trying to stop the violence, no pauses, breaks or commas. You best to feed the family, take that beef home to your mama. You can't see me, I'm not on TV. Grow your hair, gain 200 pounds, you still can't beat me. Send those to the concrete, sound sweet like kiwi. You're storming on the track, I change the forecast completely. Hurricane game, tsunami on the mouthpiece. Natural disaster on the beat. Red Cross relief. Red Cross is leading, but you double crosses crossing me. I fuck with real hand-wise, I guess it's just a boss in me. It's a lot of rappers talking, but they just actors. Hollin' about their working, but they just slackers. Behind closed doors, they go and talk to them crackers. One thing you know about me, I am Fat Bastard. We blowing up smoke everywhere we kick it at. Talking about ice and hot flow, I'm spitting that. Ass ain't on TV, rapping, I'm skipping that. Trying to hate on me, bitch, that's what you slipping at. Hello, Mr. Ryan, but it's time to knock this bus off. Had some time to myself, look like I took too much off. Niggas playing out of reach, thinking I can't touch out. Vocabulary automatic acting when I bust off. Similar to nuclear reaction, I can't cut off. Stuck on stupid shit and that shit that you can't flush off. You never know where I might go, pull up and cut the truck off. Bitch, I'm good at hellhood, I got a thousand fuck off. Back to the business, whoop it on the stroll. Show these niggas keys and they sell out like the Super Bowl. Guess mama ass guard to make me out of different mode. Cause I got blessed with flow, nasty as a Super Bowl. Kinda like a give and go, I'm headed to the rectoscope. While those that oppose standing act like they don't know. I'm about to blow off, yep, I'm about to blow. All the way, full blast, TNT, Nitro. It's a lot of rappers thugging, but they just actors. Hollin' about they working, but they just slackers. Behind closed doors, they go and talk to them crackers. One thing you know about me, I am Fat Bastard. We blowing up smoke everywhere we kick it at. Talking about ice and hot flow, I'm spitting that. Ass ain't on TV, rapping, I'm skipping that. Trying to hate on me, bitch, that's what you're skipping at.
Then I cross over to this D-type. Six rules in the game, stay true or get slain. Welcome to the money game. Fly whip and take it true. Whipping hoes every night. New deal, new grill, duck, life flip. But forever holding it down.
Absolutely, homie. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, man. I see you out there on the ground, and you grinding out, and you showing us some love. So, you know, we try to reciprocate that over here.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. I want to tell everybody, anybody want to contact me, you can contact me on Facebook at VocalDaDon, VOKBDADON. Or you can contact me on Twitter, spelled the same way. Any fruits or anything, y'all want to just get at me.
All right. Shout out to Vocabulary Done. Let's get ready to get back to the music. As a matter of fact, I just played his joint. So I guess he hit the line, Pimp Smack and Players. Before that, I played Big Shock, I Am Fat Faster. Say Wine's realest shit ever, Country Gravy, Dread 'em Up, Homie Mac G. Everybody tell Mac G is really new additions. Everybody, all those other artists just got added in the last 2 weeks over here on K100 Internet Radio. You know what I mean? So they all newbies to the rotation. You feel me? I'm trying to get these new people in rotation over here, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not even. I still got a lot more people. I don't even know, man. I'm trying to get to the 24-hour format as fast as I can. That takes money. We got to get everything to budget together so we can, when it tops off, we can keep that thing rolling the right way so we can just be a 24-hour station. So you'll be constantly playing over here. But then I'd still go live for the live joints over here at Blog Talk. So I'm going to have two stations. I'm going to have a 24-hour station either on live or one of those other, you know, 24-hour servers that keeps playing music in rotation consistently, live 365 or something like that. So you can tune into the Subway whenever you want to, and that'll be just strictly the Subway. And, of course, a couple of DJs are going to be submitting me some mixes. So it's going to be Subway music and then a couple of mixes from DJs. Did I tell y'all I got added to a DJ coalition? I didn't even tell y'all that part. I forgot, my bad, squad. So I'm not a DJ, right? No. But the thing about it is I break a lot of records, and someone has taken notice of the fact that I break a lot of records, so they're going to add me to their coalition. K100 is now actually an official X-Squad DJ affiliate, even though I'm not a DJ. But the guy, the head of X-Squad DJ, is like, homie, I see you in more places than DJs, and I know more artists that's rocking with you. and you play more music, you know what I'm saying, than you know, some of the DJs that are on my coalition. So he's like, I'm putting you down with X Squad DJs. And I'm like, but you know I'm not a DJ. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Shout out to X Squad DJs. What you mean y'all can call me DJ Blizzard now? Can I be called DJ Blizzard now? I don't know, man, but shout out to X Squad DJs. I don't want a lot of people to call me DJ Blizzard because I got too much respect for the craft of DJing. And I barely know how to use Serato, let alone cut a 45. Yeah. So anyway, back to the music. I'm going to get a little bit more of this R&B in here. I ain't played this one in a minute. This is a pretty dope, different sounding R&B record. And this is another Mactown affiliate. Erica Low Wright. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard it, it's kind of like neo-soulish. You feel me? And I think it's like inspirational neo-soul. You know what I mean? But it's to me, it's just good-ass music. You know what I'm saying? For real, though. So this new joint, she represents Mactown, too. I got a lot of Mactown people that rock with K100 Radio down in Macon. You feel me? And so we rock with a lot of those Mactown artists up here. You know what I'm saying? I play a Mactown artist damn near every subway because there's so many of them in the rotation. I can't skip. I can't go a whole rotation when I play in one because I got too many of them that's fucking with the station. But anyway, shout out to Mactown. Are you now rocking with the best of them? This is K100 Internet Radio. Yes, Beneficial X Squad DJ. Word.
just get in my car. That's just 20 minutes away. My boy's tripping, telling me I need to let this love thing go. But I just can't. So I wrote this letter. I hope it makes sense.
Let me start by saying, girl, now I'm thinking of you. 3,000 miles is just too much, and I can't bear another day being without you. What can I do, girl?
Got you right next to
my whole world.
I'm stumbling down.
I can't take another day with you so far away. If you're right here with me, I'll put my.
Beautiful pain.
sky like Tron. Asking myself, can I kick it to get to Pluto? With over 3 billion miles, my smiles would illuminate to the lumens like a gazillion dreams. What accomplishment will bring them more bread? So can you feel me? Probably not as a jet, but can't you touch me? But you feel me, I know you hear me. If not my music, I will be leaving. So you hear me, and ultimately I know you feel me. If you see me in space,
you see a jet you recognize.
This misconception to this direction of this celestial essence is probably present in reality. This direction is for any being that believing up in their dreams and for which that they think they are destined. Don't be a peasant, you know what you know. Yeah, you know the force. Yeah, making it move. Yeah, you know the force. Yeah, making it move. Yeah, you got the force. Yeah, making it move. Yeah, you got the force. You got it. You got it.
Seconds. That's what she said. That's my little voice in my ears telling me it's coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. Not that I'm happy to leave you guys. I'm really not. You know what I mean? 347-934-0966. You got like 30 seconds if you want to holler at me before I get up out of here. I'll be on the west side. West side, Charlotte. Tonight I'm on the west side. Over there with the homie Poker Jones, dude. You know what I mean? Gonna be over there. I won't have any choice but to turn up, but I got a surprise for them niggas over there tonight. Watch how I calm all that down. Yeah. The Office, that's the name of the joint. It's West Side Atlanta. I'll be over there posted. Hold on. Let me take two of these two calls before I get up out of here. 434-228, what up, though?
What it do?
What's going on?
It's your boy, Tay Money. $3 sign, you know, checking in with you.
Hey, what's going on, Tay Money? What's popping with you, man?
I ain't know, man. You know, just still all here grinding, promoting this album, the Global Warning album.
All right, the global warning, right?
Yeah, with an N.
Yeah, I like it. Not global warming, global warning. Slick. I can dig it.
I can dig it.
All right, well, Yo, let us know how this going, man. You feel me? Thanks for checking in to the show. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how your grind is going, all right?
Yeah, they can follow me on Twitter at The Real Tay Money, T-A-E, you know, Global Warning on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere they got albums.
So you dropping the album?
On VA.
You dropping the album, not a mixtape, because you know they ain't going to put no mixtape on Spotify. You have dropping the album then.
Yeah, it came out November 20th last year, so I'm still grinding, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, send it to me, man. Send me a link. If you're on Spotify, definitely send me a link. I fuck with Spotify. You know what I mean? I'll be on Spotify because I'm on there, but I mean, I fuck with Spotify. Like, I listen to a lot. I let that shit play in the background while I'm working during the day. Like, you know, I don't fuck with FM radio and none of that shit, but Spotify, I like Spotify. So hit me with your Spotify link, all right?
On Twitter?
Yeah, send it to Twitter. All right, homie. Thanks.
Shut up.
All right. 662-497. What up, though?
What's up, man? It's Matt Marta Gray with checking in on radio.
What's going on with you, homie? What's popping?
It's chilling, man. Shit. I'm still in the process of my solo album, working on it. You know, still right. You know what I'm saying? I released my mixtape this week. You know what I'm saying? GTA got to take it all. I'm representing for the SIP, 662.
Absolutely. You sent the music in, but are you going to send me another song in?
Yeah, I'm going to send you another song. I'm going to see you tonight. I'm on my phone trying to send it, man, but
You got time? Because we only do Illa Kill once a week, so it won't be till next week. So you got time to get it to me. Matter of fact, send it next week. Don't send it this week. Send it next week. Like, send it Monday. You know what I mean?
Okay, then.
You got time to, you know, get everything together. Make sure it's crisp, clean, mixed, everything. You feel me? Because I want you to get added to the rotation since, you know, you didn't make it on the last Illa Kill. But, you know, people who don't make it on Illa Kill, I always give them their fair shot, their next Illa Kill immediately. I tell them to get me another song, a good song, you feel me? And get me another one up here, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right?
All right, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for being supportive, all right?
You too, man.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. All right, stand by. All right, well, we getting ready to get up out of here, you dig? Again, chainlessentertainment.com. Tonight I'll be at the office over there on the west side. But Saturday, the big break thing is going on over there in Scores. If you within driving distance of Atlanta, you know what I mean? You might want to just go to chainlessentertainment.com, my website, and click on opportunities for artists and see if you want to rock with that situation. TMG Entertainment is bringing it to you. Of course, I'll be one of the judges on the panel. I'm one of the judges of at the shows, you know what I'm saying? So it's not my event, but I will be there, and I will be one of the judges, you know what I'm saying? But I can answer some of your questions, but not every single question. But the link to their website and the phone number that you can call and directly talk to the people at TMG is on chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. Click on the opportunities for artists. You'll see it's the first flyer information up there, the Big Break TV show, all right? Go check that out, man. Feel me. See if you want to work with that. If you want to do so, if that's something that you want to do. All right. So hit me up and let me know, man. Other than that, man. Again, follow me on Twitter at K100_Radio. You can follow me personally, my other personal Twitter at Blizzum. All right. Check out chainlessentertainment.com. Download the Blizzum app. I'm on SoundCloud heavy now, so I'm doing SoundCloud now. So if you SoundCloud and you go over there, you see Blizzum, man. Click that follow. I'm following everybody back. You know how that is. Again, thanks for tuning into the show, man. It's been another great one. I really appreciate it. Shouts out to all the artists. That last set I played was Juven with Runaway on the Far Side, Marquise with Illusion, Charlotte Renee with Alive, Dimitri with You Girl, and I started it off with Erica Lowe with Sweet Spirit. You feel me? Shouts out to everybody who called into the show. Shouts out to everybody who's on the phone lines. Michigan Girl. I see Michigan Girl. I see Shay. Shouts out to y'all, man, for they support me. They're really supportive, man. Shouts out to Nick Fred. You know what I mean? Big folk, everybody will always call in. A lot of people calling in, slick pimping, they always be on the phone lines, and they don't ever say much. Like, they just be on the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to say nothing, but they always call in, just be riding out, listening to the subway, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate all those people, absolutely. And they better never say shit. Shit, just be chilling, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, though, shout out to everybody who do so support to the show, man. And we really, it helps me. You know what I mean? Because if y'all guys didn't support me, I swear I quit this shit. You've been rocking with the best of them, man. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Subway. Shout out to X-Squad DJs. X-Squad DJs, sippin'. X-Squad DJs.